Well, like I say, we appreciate the privilege again to be back house of the Lord this evening. Ask you to pray for us. Pray for the service. Lord's will might be done tonight in this service. We'll get ourselves out of the way. Let's try to do that. We feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. You want to read with us? Go and read some out of the book of Malachi. First chapter. First chapter of the book of Malachi. And then we're going to read some, I think, out of the book of Amos. I believe it is. The 8th chapter of the book of Amos. You listen close to the reading. Malachi, the last book in the Old Testament. But his message didn't change. He had something for the children of Israel. If you'll read the first verse, he said he had a burden. He said the burden of the word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi. We're going to start with the 6th verse, and we'll read. I may read the remainder of the chapter tonight. You just bear with us. Nothing new. Nothing new. But some things are repetitious. You get in a, most things are, just to be honest with you. I know that we're living in a technology world, and these people's got a whole lot more learning, I guess, knowledge in that area. But the truth of it is, there ain't nothing new. Things don't change a whole lot. You get in a workplace and it's pretty repetitious when you think about it. You go in, you do a job, and normally that job is the same thing. Different day. Things of that nature. I'm going to try my best to mind the Lord, keep myself out of the way. Lord been too good to us. Do you know that? He been too good to us. He been better to me than I've been to him. You know, the scales, they don't even out when it comes to me and the Lord. He's done a lot more than I have. I put a little on, he put it all on. Most definitely. Y'all bear with us. Thank God to be here. Glad to be here. Wonderful to be here. Appreciate the singing. I hope you sung what you need to sing. Because I'm going to mind the Lord. Glory! Now, there might be a lot of folks says, Preacher, you just take advantage of us. Well, you're here and I'm going to preach. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. They's not. You know, sometimes you just know that the Lord's going to do it. You know that? Sometimes. You just know the Lord's going to do it. Preacher, you don't know that. I'm afraid I do. I'm afraid I do. You know, there's some things that the Lord showed the people of Israel and showed his men what he is going to do. Brethren, before he done it. Yes, sir. Malachi. Woo! Glory! Hallelujah! 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 There's nothing, thank God, nothing any greater than our God. Not anything. No, there's not. Malachi wrote to the children of Israel. Now I want you to listen what he said. Then I'm going to get over in the book of Amos. The Lord help me for just a minute. The book of Amos is what's on my heart, but this Malachi, I can't get by without reading it. Starting in the sixth verse, it says, "A son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is mine honor?" Malachi to the people, "Where is my honor? If I be a master, where is my fear?" I'll just be honest with you, folks. That ain't what's on me, but Lord, you could preach a month on that. Yes, you could. Think about it. If I be a father, where is mine honor? If I be a master, there's enough people in this world, brethren, that's claimed to be a Christian that you ought to hear more about the Father. But something wrong with the claiming to be. I'm not your judge, but there's something wrong. There's some folks that just ain't got what you got. Do you know that? They did not receive it tonight. Had they received it, my friend, things would be different. Yes, they would. "If I be a master, where is my fear? Saith the Lord of hosts unto you, O priest." Did you hear that? "O priest that despise my name. And ye say, wherein have we despised thy name?" He said, "Ye offered polluted bread upon mine altar. And you say, wherein have we polluted thee? In that you say, the table of the Lord is contemptible." Brethren, he is talking to his priest. Was he not? Yes, sir. Think about it. There's a lot of things. I'm just going to be honest, brethren and sister, tonight, it's a shame, a crying shame, that the rulers of our churches, brethren, don't even know God today. Preacher, you're going to get in trouble. I'm already in trouble. I might as well stay. Amen. Woo! Woo! "And if ye offered the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? And if ye offered the lame and sick, is it not evil?" These things, folks, was not accepted. He said, "This is what you're bringing. Where's mine honor?" "Offer it now unto thy governor. Will he be pleased with thee or accept thy person, saith the Lord of hosts?" He said, would he accept it? Would he be pleased with you? You wouldn't offer it to your governor. "And now I pray you," as I told you, this ain't on me, but this other's on me. But this is on me before I can get to that other. I'm not going to preach on this. I'm just going to read it to you. There's things, folks, It's something, my friend, to read the Word of God, the last chapter in the Old Testament, and brethren, it fits the picture today. Something. And now I pray you beseech God that He will be gracious, thank God, unto us. Woo! Beseech Him that He might be gracious unto us. You know the Lord don't owe me a dime, and He still keeps giving. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No, that's just an old saying. That's a saying of mine I can't get rid of. I don't guess. That's just the way I show things sometimes. He don't owe even anything. No, He don't. You want to talk about the owing, you write it down. Let's see who owes who at the end of the day. And I'll tell you, according to the Scripture, according to the New Testament Scripture, do you know what God wants? He wants you. You. Thank God, all of you. Woo! 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 Glory! Hallelujah! Woo! 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 This hath been by your means. Will He regard your persons? Saith the Lord of hosts. Who is there among you, even among you, that would shut the doors for naught? Neither do you kindle fire on mine altar for naught. Do you hear that? I have no pleasure in you, saith the Lord of hosts, neither will I accept an offering at your hand. This is where he had got with the priest of the children of Israel. You can go back into these prophets and see how they prophesied, and they prophesied the self same message over and over and over again. Now listen, I ain't got down to the good part yet. He says, for from the rising of the sun even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. He said, things fixing to change. I've talked, I've sent, brethren, you've despised, you've killed. He said, I'm turning it over. Things is going to change. He said, I'm going to be sought by them people which are no people. Woo! Glory to God! He said, all day long have I not stood with outstretched arms to a disobedient and gainsaying people. Folks, this is 2023. This was written in the Old Testament, and I'm here to tell you, they ain't much difference today. Preacher, you act like you're having fun. I'll tell you what. Ain't no need me dreading it. Not anymore. You know, let me go on. I'm not going to get in the middle of this. You hear me? You say, preacher, you're the one preaching it. You got to be. I'm not in the middle, thank God. I'm not in the middle, folks. I've heard it firsthand tonight.
Woo! Woo! Glory! 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 Hallelujah!
He said, in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering, for my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts. The heathen was the Gentile. That's who he is talking about. You ever heard the phrase, you heathen? Well, we still got them. Yes, we do. But ye have profaned it in that ye say the table of the Lord is polluted, and the fruit thereof, even his meat, is contemptible. He said, ye said also, behold, what a weariness is it. It's what the people said. It's what the priest said. And ye have snuffed at it, saith the Lord of hosts. You've snuffed at it. And you brought that which was torn and lame and sick. Thus you brought an offering. Should I accept this of your hand, saith the Lord. You know there's things that God don't accept from you today? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You may think, and I know, you don't have to tell me. You don't have to tell me. I can't help it. I stay in this old book more than I do the new. I preach out of it more than I do the new. But I'm going to tell you something, all I got to do is flip right over here in the new, and it'll say the same thing. Amen. It will. This ain't, the Lord said, should I accept this at your hand? What the Lord said, should I accept this? Listen, I want you to listen. But cursed be the deceiver, which hath in his flock a male, and voweth, and sacrifices unto the Lord a corrupt thing. For I am a great king. Do you hear that? What the Lord said. He says, for I am a great king. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Saith the Lord of hosts, and my name is dreadful among the heathen. In other words, the heathen, my friend, was going to accept him. Yes, sir. I ain't got time. I ain't going to get into all of it. I'm going to read you a verse. Lord help me. This evening, you go on into the book of Malachi. There ain't but four chapters. Brethren, the third chapter, he said, I am going to send my messenger. Before the king cometh. Woo! Glory! Hallelujah! First and second verse you ought to read, third chapter. Ain't four chapters. In the fourth chapter, in the beginning, he said that he is going to send a, he said he is going to burn as an oven. Read it. Malachi, four chapters, won't take you no time to read them. But when you read them, my friend, read them with understanding. There's some understanding to be done in all this. Yes, they are. Do you know there's not anything that God brought into this world that he didn't tell them, he is going to bring it. They had 400 years of silence. So it says, 400 years. You say, preacher, you really think it's silent? No. I think the prophecy carried on. I believe they talked about that of the Old Testament. I believe, my friend, that them that was able to get up and they'd testify to that of the Old Testament. And they'd bring it out. Called silent years because there's nothing new being brought. God had done said all he is going to say. He had done sin all he is going to sin. Malachi, the fourth chapter, last verse, period. Period. Brethren, when Matthew opened up, thank God he opened up on a new note, my friend. Woo! You've heard this. You've heard this. I'm going to say this, and I know what I'm talking about. But there's a lot of folks. Lord help me, I'm going to read some out of the New Testament tonight. But there's a lot of folks that just ain't hearing. Do you know that? They're going through the motions. That's sad to say. It really is. These preachers, my friend, going through the motion. They are. You may be, and you may get to the point, church, and I can't help it. Brethren, all I can bring to you is what thus saith the Lord. And the truth of it is, he said it over and over and over again. Has he not? How much does God love us? He must love us a lot. He keeps talking to us. He keeps sending us. You know what we're doing? We're not hearing. And our hearing problem, my friend, ain't here. It's right here. That's the hearing problem. We got an inner ear problem. And that inner ear, I ain't talking about that and on the inside. I'm talking about that one right there. Inner ear. Yes, sir. It's a problem. It's a problem. You know what Amos said? Amos said he would no prophet. Said he wasn't even a son of a prophet. Actually, what that means, my friend, they wasn't no prophets, my friend, out of the lineage of Amos' family. They just gathered a sycamore fruit. They worked, they labored. Brethren, none of them was a prophet until God spoke to Amos. Yes, sir. And when the Lord spoke to Amos, Amos, my friend, told the children of Israel exactly what God gave him. And they didn't like it. They actually told him, said, you go down yonder somewhere and prophesy. Is that not the same things he told Ezekiel? He told Ezekiel, my friend, he said, Ezekiel, I'm sending you to a people, he said, and they're not going to hear you. Is that not what he said? They're not going to hear you. He said, but I'm going to send you that they might know they've been a prophet in the land. Glory, hallelujah. Woo! 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 You might think, preacher, they ain't nothing to shout about. Well, I'll be honest with you. You better iron high too late. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I didn't know that I could contain myself on the way up here. Amen. I'm not ashamed of it. I, brethren, couldn't tell you what I was shouting about, but thank God. Woo! God just let me shout on the journey. You know, it's just like the Lord. I have to slow down these days, and I've been praying about that. I really have. I've been praying about it. I don't like it. I don't like it. But it's where I'm at. There ain't a whole lot I can do about it. It don't seem like. But I'm going to tell you something. Thank God when He passes by, I know it. Don't you? Woo! Glory! Glory! They don't have to tell me. Thank God when Jesus in the house. Woo! 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 I may not get to this scripture. Woo! Woo! It'll be all right. Eighth chapter of the book of Amos. There's some things that Amos prophesied that, brethren, it's not in any other book. Does it mean that it's not as important? I might would say that it probably a little more important. There was things that Amos prophesied. And I believe the Lord uses men this way. I believe God uses men in the caliber of what they are, in the surroundings of what their familiarity is. I believe He uses things like that. I believe He uses men in that capacity. Now, there's some men that I really love to hear to preach. And I do. And when I get an opportunity, brethren, and know that there's somewhere and I've got the opportunity to go, I'll go. I will. Preacher, you got your pick? Amen. You got yours, don't you, Bruce? I ain't trying to put you on the spot. You say, preacher, oh, you got to treat all men like. I do. And I prefer my brother before me, but I'll be quite frank with you. Hey, some of them I much rather hear. And if I can get the opportunity, Danny, I'm going to go listen to them. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amos might not have been the tallest prophet in the world, but I'll tell you one thing. He had the Word of God. And I do believe, my friend, that they listened. They didn't want to. They didn't want to hear what Amos was bringing. He talked about a wall being built and a man standing on it had a plumb line in his hand, my friend, and the wall was built by the plumb line. They didn't like them kind of messages. This is what Amos said in the 8th chapter, 11th verse. Very familiar scripture. You've probably heard it many, 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 many a time. I may not do nothing but read it, but you know what? It's been good to be here. It most certainly has. It's been good to be here. It's been good. I'm going to read you in a couple of places in the New Testament also, but I'm going to read this verse. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land. Listen. Not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. A famine. I'm going to read the 12th verse. For they shall wander from sea to sea and from north even to the east, and they shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord and shall not find it. Now listen, folks. I don't know what kind of famine, brethren, you think we're in. And I'll say this, we live in what they call the Bible Belt. And the Word of God is plenteous in the Bible Belt. It is, it's plenteous. You can hear men and you can hear them talk about all kinds of things about the Word of God. You can. But the actual Word of God is plenteous. But you know what the famine is? He says, a famine, he said, you're not going to hear it. He said, of hearing the words of the Lord. Now, I ain't going to get into all this. And I'll be quite frank with you. He didn't send this in Amos' day. Oh, preacher, he said it was in that day. No, he didn't. He said that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. Now, I'm going to say this, and I believe this with all my heart. I still believe that God's got His men in this hour, in this day. I do. There's a lot of older ones done passed on and gone, and a lot of them I really miss, big time miss. Love to hear them just expound on the Word of God. Loved it. Loved it. Can I tell you something? I thirsted after it. I hungered after it. It fed me, Bruce. It gave me the quench for thirst. The Word of God that He sent through His men. And I'm going to tell you today, my friend, He's still sending it. If He's not, my friend, me, you, the one, ain't got much hope. But He's still sending it. He is. He's still sending it. Problem. Problem being, you may not look at it like this, but I'm just going to be plain as I know how. There's them, my friend, that likes their ears tickled. And I'm going to tell you, they're getting them tickled. Do you know that? Yes, sir. Word of God ain't being preached. No, sir. You say, preacher, you're getting in deep trouble. I don't care. Word of God, my friend, ain't being preached. They're part of the famine. Brother, the Word of God is precious. These folks in the land of plenty, they're dying. They are. In the land, my friend, of plentiful, they're dying. Not because the Word of God not being preached, but because they're not hearing the words of the Lord. Preacher, you're in deep trouble. I'm not saying I'm anything, but I'll promise you one thing. Lord being my helper. Lord being my helper, folks. My friend, I can't preach anything except the Lord send it. And it have any kind of power with it. Do you know that? I can tell you all kinds of things. Yes, sir. But the truth of it is, my friend, you know what you need more than anything, more than your necessary food. You need the Word of God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you know what happens when people get in famine? Read your book. You can read it all the way through. Somebody mentioned the other day about Jacob. Joseph. Joseph told Pharaoh. Pharaoh believed in Joseph. Do you know that? He loved this young man. He did. Pharaoh had a dream and Joseph interpreted it. He told him, he said, you're going to have 7 years. 7 years of plenty. Said, them old fat ears. Yeah. 7 years. He said, then you're going to have 7 years of famine. 7 years. Anyway, they looked around. Y'all know the scripture. Other than everything's fine as long as the corn coming in. Yeah. But you know, I ain't going to get into that. I'm not going to get the situation of a famine, my friend, makes people do things. Do you know that? It's sad. It's sad that it takes that, but that's what it takes sometimes. Did you know that they was in a famine and destitute time when Elijah went down to the widow woman? They was in a famine. She didn't have no more meal, Leroy. I don't believe she had a dime to go buy any if there was any. Huh? Honestly. She done went through the meal. Hadn't she? Who's filling your meal barrel? You know, when you get right down to it and think about things, just natural things, common things, my friend, where's your blessing coming from? Said no blind hog find an acorn every now and again. He probably find more than one. They sniff it out. More to that than you think. There's a famine. Jacob and them done fine until the corn got short. Judy and he heard some news. He heard there's corn down in Egypt, didn't he? Brethren, he sent down there. He sent them money. We're going to buy us some corn. We're going to carry on. Yeah, glory, glory, hallelujah. Bruce, we all ought to have something in us. Thank God that'll make it through the famine tonight. Amen. Lord, not wait till the famine, my friend, to start whining. Can I say that? You know, I don't see where that little widow woman, my friends, Bible really don't give a lot of detail about her. I know I'm on two different things. I can't help it. I got to the famine. You just bear with me. The scripture says, my friend, that he told Elijah, he said, Elijah, you go down to the city. He says, there I have commanded a widow woman to sustain thee. Did you know that widow woman didn't know that? She didn't know that, Daryl. She is cooking her last meal. Yes, sir. Gathering the sticks, her and her son. where they go in there and cook the last meal they're going to eat and die. Yes, sir. And the Lord said, I've commanded. Huh? In other words, he took care of it. I'm going to take care of her, and I'm going to take care of you. Think about it. Think about it. Famine, my friend, when famine happens, people start changing their attitudes toward things. Jacob wouldn't sent down in Egypt unless he had to. But you know what? The Lord was in it. There's somebody down in Egypt that Jacob didn't know was down there, wouldn't he? Yes, sir. Been there a while. Yes, sir. Glory! About like Paul going to Rome. He probably didn't have enough money to pay his fare, so he went as a prisoner. Huh? They paid his fare. Glory! Glory to God! Preacher, it don't work that way. Who says it don't? According to the Word, it does. Right? Famine. Go on. I'm going to talk just a little bit about a famine. I'm coming to a close. But a famine changes things. It does. I've heard the remark, out of some of the Lord's people before. I'm talking about in this day and in this hour. And you know what they've said? We're starving to death. Huh? We're starving to death. Sometimes us starving to death, my friend, ain't the Lord's fault. Do you know that? Sometimes we starve to death. We're getting it. We're hearing it. But we ain't hearing it. Do you know that? I can't help it. I can't help but to feel good about what I've told you tonight. Do you know that? I don't know, but what I ain't going to feel better going home. Woo! Preacher, they got to be something wrong with you. I just ain't getting it. You know, there's some things that I hear a lot of times that, well, I say a lot of times, it's just the bottom line. I hear a lot of things I don't agree with. And you know what it makes me do? Well, preacher, you ought to just go talk about them. I ain't talking about them. You know what it makes me want to do, Leroy? Makes me want to get right there. Where'd that man get that? That's what I want to know. Where'd he get that? Huh? He preached it. Where'd he get it? Yeah. And sometimes them things don't come just in a minute or two, folks. You can go to what he read and you ain't going to get it. You hear me? You ain't going to get it. Lord, get a hold of a man of God and he'll impress on him to read and to study. And a lot of times while he's reading and studying, he just ain't getting it. I can tell you. It just don't come. Well, Lord, I've done all that. What's it in there? What's it in there? Then sometimes he's just riding down the road and the Lord, just that quick, he said, there it is. There it is. Yes, sir, there it is. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. When the Lord speaks to you and he tells you, there it is, there it is. You don't have to worry no more.
You don't have to search no more. Thank God, there it is.
Yeah. Famine. I've been in quite a few famines. If I can find it right quick. Did you know? This is very familiar scripture. I'm going to read to you what changed. What changed in this man's life. I don't have the answer to what will actually work on you outside of the fact that the Spirit of God will work on you. It will. Some way, form, or fashion. I don't care how it comes to you. And you shouldn't either. You're just thank the Lord that He come to you. And He brought you to your senses. Can I say that? Everybody knows about the prodigal son. Bible says, and he said, a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. He divided unto both folks. I ain't going to get into that. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. Wasted. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land. And he began to be in want. He began to be in want. Y'all know the scripture. The famine. They became a famine in that land. He done spent all he had. Didn't have nothing. He wasn't of that country. He is a stranger. And they put him to feeding the swine, didn't they? The Bible says that he got to the point that he would have fain filled his belly with the husk that he gave to the swine. That's how low he got. Sometimes we have to get a little low. Do you know that? Sometimes that famine, my friend, sometimes is the best thing for us. Sometimes. Sometimes people just die in famine. Can't handle it. Huh? Think about it. Now you might say, well, preacher, that don't mean that a famine would change me. It don't, but I'll say this, it would change your situation. It would affect your situation. I'm not getting into that. They're just talking about a famine. I'm going to read you one verse, a couple of verses, two or three verses. And then I'm going to bring my remarks to a close. I want you to listen. This is the New Testament. This is out of the book of Romans. And I'm going to read this to you. And how, he says, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? This is Paul addressing, my friend, the fact. And if you'll notice here, he says, whom they have not heard. Listen, scripture didn't stop there. How shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. That's a statement, folks. That's a statement. He says, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? This is what Isaiah said. Who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now I'm going to clarify something here. Something that I've already said tonight, but I want you to listen. Listen. Do you know there's some key things in listening. I believe it was Isaiah that gave to the children of Israel, and he said it twice. He said, listen, O ye owls, listen. 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 For the Lord was speaking. Did y'all hear that? Listen. It's good to listen with the inner ear. Hearing. I know what this says. So then faith cometh by hearing. There's a well-known preacher man, I'm just going to say it, that said, he was in this 10th chapter, and he said, this is the reason that I read the Word of God aloud, where I can hear it. And I thought, well, you ain't hearing. Preacher, you're being judgmental. Call it whatever. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Folks, we have an inner ear trouble. We have an inner ear problem. We're hearing, we ain't hearing. So then faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? This is what the word says. Have they not heard? Have they not heard? Heard. There's very few people, probably more so in this day and hour. It's amazing how many people's not churched. But even a lot of the non-churched people know something about the Word of God. Just ask them. They'll tell you. But I say, have they not heard? It's the question. Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth. Did you hear that? And their words unto the ends of the world. Did you hear that? The words went out. That's what he's saying. It's being voiced. It's being sent. You can't say that you ain't heard because it's been sent. Listen. But I say, did not Israel know? It's a question. First Moses saith, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you. He's talking about the Gentile. Moses said that. Okay. Have they not heard? Has the word not went out? But Isaiah is very bold and saith, I was found of them that sought me not. Talking about the Gentile. I was found of them that was not seeking for me. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. He said, Israel's heard. The reports went out. The word's gone out. They ain't, what? They ain't listening. They ain't listening. He said, but I was found in them that didn't seek me. Follow not after me. Ask not after me. He says, but to Israel, he saith, all day long. Now, this is in Romans, but it's also in the book of Isaiah. He said, all day long I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people. Have they not heard? Is there not a famine in the land? Of the hearing of the word of the Lord. He said, I'll send it. That's the message. I'm done.